Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, in fact. A week begins with a bang over on Wall Street, where Elon Musk, you may have heard, I'm sure you've heard, that he was trying to buy Twitter. Well, he did it. Just happened. And it's a lot of money. $46.5 billion. Now, compared to some of the money that's being poured into the survival of civilization by defeating the Russians in Ukraine, no, it's not. Maybe Elon Musk could contribute to some of that, too. He has comments on it. It is, for perspective, the idea of $46.5 billion is a tiny fraction of what the government spends, but it's a great deal of money nonetheless, and this will probably have a big impact in the whole direction of social media. All of this is going to be digested, and we will digest it here. Remember, it looked for a while like it wasn't going to happen. They reported early this morning Twitter is nearing a deal to sell itself to Elon Musk. Two people with knowledge of the situation said a move that would unite, actually it has united, the world's richest man with the influential social networking service. An agreement could be announced as soon as today. I'm sure we'll also be hearing something about a reaction from Donald J. Trump. Will he return to Twitter, or will he continue to press forward with his Truth Social, his alternative social media platform? Okay, we have to do it. The tweet of the day. It's already out.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet alert is from Elon Musk, of course, the man of the hour. He says very simply, I hope that even my worst critics remain on Twitter, because that is what free speech means. We will see about that. Speaking of free speech, there was a great exercise of it when the late Orrin Hatch spoke on the Senate floor before retiring. He served longer in the U.S. Senate than any other Republican in history. 42 years. It's a long time. He's an extraordinarily good guy. And we will give you just a little taste of some of his final comments as a member of the U.S. Senate, a body which he very much distinguished by his presence and enriched by his presence. We'll also talk about the latest in Ukraine, of course, because there was a dramatic top-secret cloak-and-dagger visit by the two top cabinet members in the United States government, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and the Secretary of Defense, General Lloyd Austin, they both made it into Kyiv, met with President Zelensky, announced the reopening of the U.S. embassy, and a bunch of other nations have also reopened the embassy. Does this mean that Kyiv is getting back to normal? And what about the ongoing talk of a ceasefire, or at least a very temporary ceasefire, so civilians can escape, regarding Mariupol, which is the city that sustained the greatest, most devastating damage in all of Ukraine? We will get onto that issue. It varies from hour to hour. And then a heroic football coach, not because of the games he's won, but because of the gains he's won for the idea of religious liberty. His name is Joe Kennedy. We've talked about him before. from Bremerton, Washington. He is making his case, his lawyers are, including the Alliance Defending Freedom, before the Supreme Court of the United States today. And it seems like a case where a great many of the American people, in addition to the justices of the Supreme Court, particularly the new justices appointed by President Trump, Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Gorsuch and Justice Amy Coney Barrett, that those justices will be sympathetic to Joe Kennedy's desire to fall down on his knees on the 50-yard line after a game and to thank the Lord for the opportunity of coaching. Should that be prohibited by the school board or not? How does that reflect the constitutional right to a free exercise of religion? We will get to that issue as well. Meanwhile, the press conference for Anthony Blinken was revealing after he met with President Zelensky. But the reports are, after 2 months of war, Ukraine's capital is treading carefully toward a new normal. Kyiv was Vladimir Putin's prize target when he ordered a full-scale invasion of Ukraine back on February 24th in what he termed not an invasion. Remember, you could go to jail, and there are people who have gone to jail in Russia for calling it an invasion. No, you're supposed to call it a special military operation. Although local officials say that life in the Ukrainian capital is slowly becoming more normal, with businesses open and residents returning, the threat of aircraft and missile strikes persists, and Kyiv has been placed under a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. local time. The United States, it was also announced, would also provide $713 million in foreign military financing to Ukraine and more than a dozen other nations to purchase new weapons, replenishing arms that were provided to Ukrainian forces. That was the statement by General Austin, the Secretary of Defense of the United States. And all of this is comes down to Blinken's declaration about what's happening when he was right there meeting with Zelensky in Kyiv. This is Secretary of State Antony Blinken 1A.
Ukrainians are standing up, they're standing strong, and they're doing that with the support that we have coordinated from literally around the world. The strategy that we've put in place, massive support for Ukraine, massive pressure against Russia, solidarity with more than 30 countries engaged in these efforts, is having real results. And we're seeing that when it comes to Russia's war aims, Russia is failing, Ukraine is succeeding. Russia has sought as its principal aim to totally subjugate Ukraine, to take away its sovereignty, to take away its independence. That has failed.
Okay, and part of where that has failed is, you may remember that Putin had made the absurd claim at the beginning of the, quote, special military operation, that the goal of the military operation was to decapitate the government in Ukraine. That government, of course, more prestigious and more strong and more popular in Ukraine than ever before. Also, the denazification of the government of Ukraine. And again, nothing has more powerfully united the forces that are pro-democracy around the world than the struggle for Ukraine to defend itself. So the idea that this was his success, he now seems to be pulling back to say that, well, it's actually not extinguishing Ukraine as an independent nation. It's basically just gobbling up a third of it by claiming the territory of the so-called independence republics now of Luhansk and Donetsk. What happens next, and what does this mean for the world of world politics? And why did Zelensky just get a powerful boost from France? That and more coming up on the Medved Show. We'll be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved Show, Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with President Zelensky in Kyiv. The announcement today that Mariupol, Russia's defense minister today, announced a ceasefire around that Azovstal steel plant. It's actually a whole industrial district. It's not just one plant. It's in Mariupol, which is that devastated city, the most devastated of all Ukrainian cities and sites. And with, they don't know, but their estimate's as high as 20,000 civilian deaths. that they are going to allow a civilian evacuation from the industrial area that has been sheltering the remaining Ukrainian resistance in the port city. Apparently about 2,000 Ukrainian troops hanging tough in that steel plant in that industrial area. Russian troops will unilaterally stop any hostilities, withdraw units to a safe distance, and ensure the withdrawal of civilians, the defense ministry said in a statement. I'm sure you can trust that. Not. It said the civilians will be taken in any direction they have chosen. Now, some of those civilians have been kidnapped, basically, had not chosen, but have been forced, particularly some of the younger members, to be relocated into Russia. And it added the statement from the Defense Ministry of Russia that the Ukrainian side should show readiness to start the humanitarian evacuations by raising white flags at Azovstal, which, of course, would indicate their surrender. And they apparently are not ready to surrender. According to the ministry, this information will be communicated to those inside Azovstal via radio channels every 30 minutes. Russia last week said it had gained full control of the strategic eastern Ukrainian city, except for the huge Azovstal industrial area. President Vladimir Putin ordered a blockade of the steelworks, together saying that they should not allow even a fly to escape from the steelworks. It'd be interesting to see the Russian troops going after any insects that are trying to escape from the steelworks. Hundreds of civilians are still reportedly sheltering with Ukrainian troops. This is the optimistic statement by our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, after having visited in Kiev with Zelensky. Clip 1B.
The bottom line is this. We don't know how the rest of this war will unfold, but we do know that a sovereign, independent Ukraine will be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin's on the scene. And our support for Ukraine going forward will continue. It will continue until we see final success. We will have American diplomats back in Ukraine starting next week. They'll then start the process of looking at how we actually reopen the embassy itself in Kyiv. I think that will take place over a couple of weeks, would be my expectation. We're doing it deliberately. We're doing it carefully. We're doing it with the security of our personnel foremost in mind, but we're doing it.
That Secretary of State Blinken, who made that cloak and dagger trip with Secretary Alston into Kyiv to meet with Zelensky. The continued struggle that goes on was aided considerably by the election results in France, because there's no question that as they had a very dramatic person-to-person debate between the two candidates who had survived the primary election in France. That would be President Macron, Emmanuel Macron, and his contender, his challenger, who was Marine Le Pen. And they had been the same two candidates who had run against each other 5 years ago. 5 years ago, Macron won by a crushing margin of more than 30 points. This time he won by a margin of 16 points. It's still huge. Actually, it's more. It's 18 points. It was 59% of the vote went to Macron and 41% to Le Pen. And one of the things that Macron said in their person-to-person, face-to-face debate, which was the only one of the final campaign with just the two of them, was he said, "You should admit it, you are a total dependent on Russia, because Russia has actually supported her party, has kept it alive, has sent all kinds of money in that direct piece." This is was a very, very important choice. And the fact is that some of what's fascinating about this is the polling had showed that it would be much closer, not a 19-point margin. I mean, if you think about what a devastating kind of landslide that is. That's a landslide that is capable, comparable to the landslide of Ronald Reagan over Jimmy Carter. Or, frankly, it's even comparable to the landslide of Ronald Reagan over Walter Mondale. And, of course, you can't compare because they don't have an electoral college in France. It's just all the popular vote. But the popular vote here is enormous, and it's amazing. And it is a vote against Putinism. There was also another country where there was a vote over the weekend that also went against Putinism. And actually went against an incumbent in Slovenia, which is raises all kinds of questions. Right now, they've just announced, and there are questions about it, that the CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee, which is generally every year the leading gathering place for conservatives all across the spectrum who see themselves as supporters of traditional conservative ideals, they have a series of meetings. There's one huge meeting. I believe the one this year is scheduled for Texas. But they're doing a major meeting in Budapest, in Hungary, where Viktor Orban has a lot of critics, and I think very appropriately so, as someone who is not truly in favor of democracy as we understand it, who has almost single-handed control of the press, who has established an authoritarian rule in Hungary. And yes, they're members of NATO, but the idea that there were people out there who felt that Marine Le Pen, who spoke, actually it was her niece who spoke at CPAC in 2018, her party, which has roots in the very extreme right, anti-Semitic, a Nazi-sympathizing, Holocaust-denying right, that people actually hope that she would win in France. If that is an idea that you have in mind, you can give us a call, because I would love to hear an explanation. 1-800-955-1776. And more about the surprising news from little but courageous and very much pro-freedom Slovenia. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling the death of a National Guardsman in the Rio Grande River heartbreaking. Abbott saying he's eternally grateful for Specialist Bishop Evans and his service to the state and country. Evans disappeared last week near Eagle Pass while trying to save the life of an illegal immigrant who was caught in rushing water. The first all-private astronaut mission to visit the International Space Station has splashed down in the Atlantic Ocean off Florida.
As you can tell by the cheers behind us, we can confirm that the Dragon capsule with the AX-1 crew has splashed down.
Axiom Space Company paid SpaceX $55 million for a seat for the use of a rocket and capsule. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show. There is a great deal going on. Not all of it great, unfortunately. But there are indications about people in the culture war here in the United States becoming totally unhinged and doing terrible damage to themselves and threatening terrible damage to others. We will be talking about that. We're also going to be speaking to a guest who believes that the one thing that the United States could do that could be most important to ending this war and to making it clear that Ukraine is not going to be conquered by Russia is admitting them immediately to NATO and not persisting with any kind of waffling regarding that potential decision. Now, you may remember that one of the main demands that Putin has made for putting an end to the war was that Ukraine would give up any chance ever of becoming a member of NATO, because with that membership, you have a pledge on the part of the other NATO nations, 30 other nations, that they rush to your defense in case you were invaded. And there is a sense that had that admission to NATO taken place before the special military action that Putin ordered, that he never would have done it, because to do that would have been asking for a total war in Europe and potentially even a nuclear war. And even in terms of a nuclear war, I mean, this is so unbelievably complicated, and yes, it's nightmarish. But one of the reasons that the election in France was so important, France is the only member of the European Union that is a nuclear power. The only one. Germany is not. Britain is a nuclear power, but it's not a member of the European Union anymore. They had Brexit. They left. And with all of this going on, one of the things that I found very frustrating over the weekend is following the French election, because I do believe it was profoundly important, very, very important for the United States, very important for for Ukraine was the idea that people said, well, Marine Le Pen didn't do that badly. She actually did very well because this is the first time a far-right party has gotten over 40% of the vote. She lost by 18 points. And the idea that she got 40% of the vote when she was the only alternative that people had to Macron is not so tremendously impressive. It doesn't represent a breakthrough. She says this constitutes a victory. Look, only a crazy radical could actually believe and try to argue that losing by 18 points, and much more than the polls indicated, and one of the reasons that is the case is they have a law in France. It's the kind of law that there are some people who would favor in the United States. But they have a law in France that says that when people are in the last week before an election, then you're not allowed to do any polling because they don't want the polling, last-minute polls, to have an impact. But what that means is the last-minute surge that apparently took place on behalf of Macron didn't show up in the polling. There are a number of people who still believe that the fact that someone like Le Pen, who is pro-Putin and very militantly anti-immigrant and has some fairly radical prescriptions on her desk, and by the way, who's very much associated as a great admirer and champion of President Trump, the fact that she would do as well as she did, well, particularly with young people, this led to an interesting comment by Christiane Amanpour, who had this to say in a conversation with journalist Megan Clement about the surprising direction of the youth vote in the French elections, clip 12.
What about, again, young people and bringing them in? I guess everybody's just really almost can't believe the fact that nearly 60%, 55 or so percent, voted for the extremes, including young people, plus the abstention rate. And we'll have to see how that breaks down and who was it staying at home or spoiling their ballots. How does one bring the young people on side who feel, as we just heard from a previous guest, that there's a little bit of a democracy fatigue, that nothing seems to work for them, at least that's what they think?
Yeah, I think young people in this country have seen that not much has changed for a long time. I think one thing that Macron could do to reach out is to pursue a very serious environmental program. Mm-hmm. We see consistently that climate change is one of the most important issues for young people. So I think that's going to be indispensable. But I do think young people in this country are quite jaded after watching two elections in a row where you have the centre-right versus the far-right, and not much choice.
Okay, basically what they're trying to claim is that young people are overwhelmingly supporting the left and the far left. The Mélenchon, who was the candidate of the far left, got 22% of the vote in the prior election. And again, the idea that what is leaving young people basically disillusioned with the whole political process is that nobody is radical enough on climate change. Really? Is that true here? Is that going to handicap Joe Biden from votes that he would otherwise get? Or do you believe American polls, which I do, that show that the number of people who consider climate change to be a number one issue, a dominant issue, is very small? Okay, and more election news, and this is fascinating to me because it's something most Americans don't know about or think about, but it's an indication about why sometimes debates that we have in this country really are international in their scope. The report from the New York Times, Europe's once surging movement of nationalist populists suffered a significant setback in Slovenia on Sunday, that's yesterday, in the formerly communist East. On the same day, French voters rejected the far-right candidate Marine Le Pen in their presidential election. In parliamentary elections in Slovenia, a noteworthy test for the appeal of right-wing populism, preliminary results indicated that the Prime Minister, Janez Janša, an ardent admirer of former President Donald J. Trump, lost to centrist rivals. liberal democracy has come under particularly intense pressure in the region over the past decade, with 95% of the vote counted in an election that the opposition called a referendum on democracy. Results indicated that Mr. Janša, he's the incumbent prime minister, Slovenian Democratic Party, trumpeting, competing against 19 other parties, won around 24% of the vote. That's far behind the 34% of the main rival, the centrist Freedom Movement. Mr. Janša is highly unlikely to keep his job as prime minister. Under Mr. Janša, who became prime minister for a third time in 2020, Slovenia followed a path set by Europe's populist standard-bearer, Prime Minister Viktor Orban of Hungary, who helped found right-wing media outlets in Slovenia to support his ally. Mr. Orban viewed the polarized Alpine nation, that's Slovenia, as a testing ground for his ambition to remake Europe and Hungary's illiberal image. Mr. Orban won election to a fourth term in early April, a victory that the Hungarian Reader insisted was evidence that Christian democratic policies, conservative civic politics, and patriotic politics are not just the past, but they are Europeans' future. Not in France, apparently, and not in Slovenia. What about in the United States? We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776, our number for your comments or contentions, if you choose, 1-800-955-1776. Well, there's not only struggle and polarization and bitterness going on, obviously, in European countries, as we were talking about going on with the war in Ukraine, but here in the United States, it's one of those stories. It's just shocking, and it's horrible, and there's no possible way to put a good light on it, and that, by the way, is not meant as any kind of sick pun. The headline in the New York Times, and it's a small headline, hardly got any attention, but it deserves more, because it's an indication of the level of sickness and the intensity of sickness in the United States right now over political polarization. And hysteria. A headline, activist dies after lighting himself on fire in the Capitol. That Capitol's not Kyiv, it's not Moscow, it's Washington, D.C. Headline in the story by Chris Cameron, a Colorado man who set himself on fire in front of the Supreme Court on Friday in an apparent Earth Day protest against climate change has died, police said. You think there are better ways to observe Earth Day, do you, than lighting yourself on fire and burning yourself to death? What I think about partially with that is imagine the first responders who have to come in, try to rescue a guy who's been almost completely consumed by flames that he set himself. The Metropolitan Police Department, Washington, D.C., said that Wynn Bruce, who's aged 50, of Boulder, Colorado, had died on Saturday from his injuries after being airlifted to a hospital following the incident. Members of his family could not be reached immediately for comment. Kriti Kankan, a climate scientist at the Environmental Defense Fund and a Zen Buddhist priest in Boulder, said that she is a friend of Mr. Bruce, and that the self-immolation was a planned act of protest. This act is not suicide. What do you mean it's not suicide? Of course it's suicide. This act is not suicide, Dr. Kriti wrote on Twitter early Sunday morning. This is a deeply fearless act of compassion to bring attention to climate crisis. Okay, if you're encouraging people to light themselves on fire, is that a dubious thing to run on Twitter? When she says this is not suicide, this is a deeply fearless act of compassion. She later added in an interview that she was not completely certain of his intentions, but that, quote, people are being driven to extreme amounts of climate grief and despair. And that, quote, what I do not want to happen is that young people start thinking about self-immolation. Okay, really? Isn't this an indication of a deep insanity that seems to be spreading among people on the left? Really? The Supreme Court had heard arguments in late February on an important environmental case that could restrict or even eliminate the Environmental Protection Agency's authority to control pollution. The court's conservative majority had voiced skepticism of the agency's authority to regulate carbon emissions, suggesting that a decision by the justices could deal a sharp blow to the Biden administration's efforts to address climate change. Then, by the way, if that's so serious, you don't have to light yourself on fire and burn yourself up. It can be fixed by the Congress of the United States. In other words, what they're saying is that Congress had never granted the Environmental Protection Agency that broad mandate, but it could if they want to. But now they're going to do it in honor of this 50-year-old guy, Mr. Bruce, who burned himself to death? Mr. Bruce, who identified as Buddhist, set himself on fire in an apparent imitation of Vietnamese monks who burned themselves to death in protest during the Vietnam War. It was very early in the war before Kennedy decided, influenced by the monks who were burning themselves to death, to unseat the Diem regime, which probably had a better chance of actually sustaining South Vietnam and defending South Vietnam than the regimes that followed. But leave that aside. A Facebook account that Dr. Critty identified as Mr. Bruce's had commemorated the death of Thich Nhat Hanh, an influential Zen Buddhist master, an anti-war activist, who died in January. The press spoke then of suicide, but in the essence, it is not that. It is not even a protest, Thich Nhat Hanh wrote of the monks, adding that, quote, to burn oneself by fire is to prove that what one is saying is of the utmost importance. There is nothing more painful in burning than burning oneself. To say something while experiencing this kind of pain is to say it with the utmost courage, frankness, and determination and sincerity. Is it work that way? Does it help persuade people, does it? David Buckle, a prominent civil rights lawyer turned environmental advocate, also set himself on fire in Brooklyn's Prospect Park in 2018 to protest climate change and died. In a letter beforehand, Mr. Buckle added, to the spiritual roots of self-immolation in protests, including in Tibet. Mr. Bruce had on his own Facebook page nearly 3 weeks before his act recently edited a 2021 comment under his post in 2020 warning of irreversible climate change to include the date of his planned self-immolation with a fire emoji. Really? A fire emoji? The apparent announcement of his plans was buried in his account timeline. Other posts from Mr. Bruce's Facebook account going back to April 2020 criticized war profiteers Donald Trump and collective inaction in the face of a worsening climate crisis. He also praised the young climate activist Greta Thunberg, quoted Dr. King, and as recently as March spoke of the compassion of Ukrainian refugees. Okay, look, I'm glad this guy is concerned, but this notion that somehow you make a particularly strong statement, one that has to be taken seriously by burning yourself, and then there's this. Gender definitions and gender threats. A California man was arrested on charges that he sent messages to Merriam-Webster in which he threatened to shoot and bomb its offices because he didn't like the company's dictionary definitions relating to gender identity. The man, whose name was Jeremy David Hansen of Rossmoor, California, was arrested in California last week. He threatened to kill every employee in the Massachusetts-based company, Merriam Wesser. He was charged with one count of interstate communication of threats to commit violence and released on condition in California, the statement said. He is set to appear in the U.S. District Court in Massachusetts on April 29th, coming right up. From October 2nd to October 8th, 2021, Mr. Hansen, who is 34, sent anonymous comments and messages to Merriam-Webster, which publishes its widely used online dictionary, condemning the company for changing the definitions of words, including boy, girl, and trans woman, according to an affidavit by the FBI. There is no such thing as gender identity, wrote the perp in a comment about the definition of female. The, quote, the imbecile who wrote this entry should be hunted down and shot. One of Merriam-Webster's definitions of female is, quote, having a gender identity that is the opposite of male. Mr. Hansen escalated his threats from there, sending messages saying that the company's headquarters should be shot up and bombed. The statement said he wrote that, changing certain gender-based definitions, the company was taking part in efforts to degrade the English language and to deny reality. Look, I think some of the new gender-conscious stuff is ridiculous, but apparently there are 20, 30 different specific charges and threats of murder and mass destruction. And the idea that our cultural disagreements will lead to self-immolation and threats of murder, this is not an encouraging moment, not an encouraging trend in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. J. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.